This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. There are nearly 80,000 confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide. The U.S. government's response has congressional Democrats disagreeing with President Donald Trump that the virus has been contained within the United States. Reuters' Adam Reed reports the World Health Organization warns countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives.
Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December, and more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Fears of coronavirus transmission have waylaid two cruise ships and sent stocks plummeting for multiple cruise lines. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports.
The seemingly inexorable spread of the coronavirus is taking a toll on cruise operators and airlines as people rethink travel plans. Dr. Ross Klein spoke to VOA via Skype.
Kind of gave the industry a black eye with the number of canceled sailings because of Asia no longer being accessible. And then the number of passengers that may be canceling or that are not booking because of the fear of getting ill. And that'll have it could have a long-term effect.
Cruise companies' stocks have fallen sharply, some by as much as one-third in recent weeks. Royal Caribbean Cruises and Carnival Cruise Line say cancellations will drag down their earnings this year. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are prepping for Saturday's South Carolina primary. They got in one final debate Tuesday night on CBS News. Frontrunner Bernie Sanders was often targeted in the raucous debate. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a longtime ally of Sanders, says she would be a more effective president than him.
Bernie and I agree on a lot of things. But I think I would make a better president than Bernie. And the reason for that is that getting a progressive agenda enacted is going to be really hard. And it's going to take someone who digs into the details to make it happen.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is narrowly ahead of Sanders in recent polling in South Carolina.
We've created jobs for people. The people know me. My entire career has been wrapped up in dealing with civil rights and civil liberties. I don't expect anything. I plan to earn the vote. I'm here to ask. I'm here to earn. But folks, I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
Following the debate, Pete Buttigieg's campaign canceled some Florida events planned for Wednesday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Citing illness, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's campaign has canceled three private fundraisers that were scheduled Wednesday in South Florida. A campaign spokesman said late Tuesday the former South Bend, Indiana mayor has a cold. When word first surfaced of the cancellations, there was speculation it could signal problems for the campaign, especially after Buttigieg's off-script pitch during Tuesday night's debate in Charleston.
I shouldn't miss the opportunity. If you're watching right now and you support my campaign, go to PeteForAmerica.com and chip in.
Buttigieg has been trying to raise $13 million ahead of next week's 14-state Super Tuesday contests. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Pentagon says it has resumed training Saudi military pilots 2 months after a trainee shot dead three Americans at a Florida naval base in what was called an act of terrorism. The U.S. Navy said it restarted the program at the U.S. Naval Air Station in Pensacola Tuesday under tighter controls, including an absolute ban on the cadet pilots owning guns. A bombing in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday injured at least 9 civilians. This is the first significant incident of violence during the week-long reduced fighting period agreed to between U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. An Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is underway to determine who's behind the attack. And after 28 years and 5 Grand Slam titles, Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova announced Wednesday her retirement from the sport. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.